bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Naomi Halpin is a candidate for the Xenophon team. Is it Xenophon team or Xenophon party?
The Nick Xenophon team
For the final Senate seat in Victoria. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
We're pleased to have you, Kirsty.
Naomi, welcome. Just wanted to know a little bit about who you are, I guess, and what you have done in your past that has led you to where you are today.
Well, my background is in mental health. So I trained as a social worker, but I've been working with counselling as a trauma therapist for the last 30-odd years, and particularly specialising with people who have a history of child sexual abuse. So that's been my career to date. But the path that took me onto the Senate was related to being caught up by a financial planner and accountant in Melbourne who sent me and several hundred people to the wall with inappropriate, misleading financial advice, and recognising, being in that situation, realising that we have very little consumer protection. You think that you're protected until you get in that situation, and then you realise that everybody else is protected except the consumer. So I was part of an action group, and we started lobbying parliamentarians, and that was how I came across Nick Xenophon, and I was a witness on a couple of Senate inquiries. And
that's a whole other program. Yeah, I'd love to get into that at another point.
Quite on its own. Naomi, I think those of people who are politically engaged would understand that Nick Xenophon first came to Parliament on an anti-pokies, anti-gambling ticket. He has certainly broadened the remit. So give us a bit of an idea of what the Nick Xenophon team's platform is for this election, particularly in the Victorian Senate, in the federal Senate, but the Victorian seat.
Well, we've got three major policy platforms that we're campaigning on, and that is around predatory gambling. So it's not about anti-gambling, it's not about anti-pokies, but it's about the whole predatory nature of gambling. And that, we found that there's the 2009 Productivity Commission says that there is 115,000 problem gamblers, and that there is probably 250,000 more who are exhibiting signs of developing problem gambling. So it's a major social issue right across our country. Yep. It's an issue in Victoria and certainly in regional areas.
And the other two?
The other two areas are around Australian made. So really about, we need to protect our Australian jobs and manufacturing, and need to find ways that we can stimulate that. Because as we know, the manufacturing industry in Australia has been on a steady decline for a number of years. And the other major platform is around government and corporate transparency and accountability.
So in terms of marriage equality, where do you stand? I guess both. I'm interested in both personally and politically on that issue.
Well, both personally and politically, the Nick Xenophon team is for marriage equality. We think that it's an absolute nonsense that we've had to go to a plebiscite. I'm personally very concerned what that will mean, and the animosity and the hatred from both sides that will erupt during a plebiscite. It's something that the government really, it had the power to vote on, and it should have voted. And I think it's a real lack of leadership on Malcolm Turnbull's, that he really acquiesced to the right side of his party and not followed his true heart, which was to be pro-marriage equality.
It's an interesting time ahead too, I think, on that particular matter. It's been a long election campaign. Senate candidates in particular have had to take time out of work and life to sort of spend 7 and soon to be 8 weeks on the campaign. How's it been? What sort of toll has this very long campaign taken on you?
Look, it has taken a toll, but it's been peaks and troughs. Yeah. So there are times when you've got like heaps of energy and enthusiasm and you're out there, but it's not until you get out on the road that you realise what a huge state Victoria is. But I have, on the whole, I've had really positive experiences. So I've travelled down to the southwest of Victoria. I've been up north to Shepparton, Ballarat, Bendigo, down to Gippsland, of course, all up and down the Surf Coast, because my area is Apollo Bay, so I've been in Colac and Geelong.
It was snowing on the Great Ocean Road yesterday.
I know.
So just also, you know, what has the feedback been generally to you? And it's very easy, I think, to fall into that trap that you have a lot of positive feedback because people who come up to you tend to want to talk to you. Can you give us a synopsis as to what the feedback's been like generally?
The feedback generally has been that people are very disengaged and disillusioned with the status quo with politics at the moment. And I understand what you're saying, that it's very easy to give positive feedback. I have had a lot of positive feedback. And it's been interesting that, I mean, everybody's heard of Nick Xenophon, but there hasn't been so much awareness that we're running a team nationally and that we've got candidates in Victoria. And I have seen a lot of people's eyes light up when they realise that they do have that option on July the 2nd. So generally, I've had very good feedback. There have been people, obviously, who said, well, he's based in South Australia. What's, you know, what are you going to do for us in Victoria? My answer to that is that, yes, we will be voting as a bloc in the Senate, but each senator is going to be behind their particular state and I'll be pushing issues for Victoria if I'm elected. Mm.
I guess there's a sort of final minute that we'll give you, or just under a minute, to tell us why yours should be the number one in the box.
Well, I think that people should vote for me as number one because we are really the only truly centrist party. We do look at issues, from both sides, and we would make decisions according to what we believe will be in the national interest and not vested interests. So, you know, I think that I saw an article that Nick said that, you know, we'll be bringing both parties into the centre. So I think that, you know, people are fed up. They are looking for an alternative, and the Nick Xenophon team does provide a very strong alternative.
Good luck with dragging both of those parties into the centre. We wish you luck next week. I'm hoping you've got a little party planned next Saturday night, just in case you are then the senator, Australian senator.
Oh, well, either way, I'll have a party plan.
Good work.
Good luck. Naomi.
Thank you
very
Helpin
much.
From the Nick Xenophon team, not party, who are seeking your vote.
Listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.